Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Benham Bentaleblou, Senior Fellow of Foundation for Defense of Democracies, about the missile and drone threat represented by the Islamic Republic of Iran. We also turn to a surrogate for Iran, the Houthis of North Yemen. My information is that they're upgrading an extremely, extremely perilous to not only shipping in the region, but peace in the region. Benham speaks at length about what's happened to the Houthis, how they operate, and what the threat can be in future unless. Benham Bentaleblou on the Houthis of North Yemen and their arsenal. More of this tonight.
Absolutely. The Houthis are in possession, I would say, the most damning long-range strike capabilities out of any proxy in what the regime calls the axis of resistance. That's the term for the constellation of terror and proxy forces they have created or co-opted in the heartland of the Middle East. When you look at their arsenal specifically, they had some anti-ship capabilities before Iran got involved there. They had some Scuds before Iran got involved there. When you look at Yemen and its history, that country was split during the Cold War. It was awash with Russian and Chinese and Soviet weaponry. There was tons of, Al-Qaeda involvement later, reverse engineering, multiple attempts by Iran to penetrate the Houthis, to develop an inroad into the Arabian Peninsula. And then ultimately, when you had the seizure of Sana'a and then the takeover of much of that country, and then the co-opting of former President Saleh's army and arsenal and even himself and elements of his family, you had this room for the Islamic Republic to be able to proliferate things that it had never proliferated to other actors, such that today the Houthis are the only proxy of Iran with medium-range ballistic missiles. Today the Houthis are the only proxy of Iran to have paraded and to have used anti-ship ballistic missiles. And today they continue to use sea drones, subsurface, and fast attack craft to great effect, especially when married with drones that can harass other vessels. So unfortunately, this is a group that punches well above its weight.